Hey there, folks. It's Will, the DM of the sometimes silly, sometimes scary D&D Western Direwild. Before I give the preview for part 2, I'll give a short recap of part 1 in case you decide to start here. Come on, dude. There's some cool shit in there. Anyways, in the year 1870, three men from the Colorado Territory took a mysterious job to retrieve an artifact outside the fictitious town of Liberty, the town they called home. When they acquired said artifact, each had a separate vision of ancient powers. Returning to Liberty, they find that the world has replaced them. Needing somewhere to sleep, they broke into the late Robert Gray's house and met a new player character, Sarah. After the four are tormented by a ghost in the house, they meet a mysterious wizard who informs them that the artifact was actually an arcane lock on all the magic and monsters that they've now released. Additionally, touching the relic made them champions of old gods that became demons as Christianity grew across the world. The wizard believed he could repair the artifact until learning that the party had lost it. Then the party decides to rob a bank. No, seriously, that's actually what they did. They just learned that 3/4 of the party were god-touched, champions of gods, and the first thing that they did was try to rob a bank. Little did they know, the bank was taken by 4 hags who not only summoned a displacer beast, but also morphed into one big hag Gundam. Just as the Frankenhag was about to destroy them, the wizard's golden black portal opened behind them, and that's where we left off. Before I move on to the preview, I should let y'all know that our player Joe, who played Marco, had to leave the show recently for professional reasons. So what started as a story about a ranch hand bard, a blacksmith monk, and a teacher cleric is now a story about a ranch hand bard, a blacksmith monk, and a journalist rogue. Now for the part 2 preview. They've survived the Grey House. They've survived the Hag's Bank. But can they survive Silver Rock? Sat in the northwest of Cilentria, Silver Rock City provides all the monsters, murderers, and mayhem the party could hope for. Can they handle the abominations, the death, or even the gangs that rove the streets of Silver Rock City? Tune in as Galen, Jiro, and Sarah shoot their way out of danger and hopefully solve the Silver Rock mystery in Direwild Part 2. We hope you enjoyed Part 1 and come back for Part 2. Please leave us a review and tell your friends about us. Follow us on social media at Direwild Podcast. And that's it for now. We'll see you in 2 weeks with episode 6. Thank you, and goodbye.